So at TD, obviously, with our four lines of business, there are opportunities across the board. So you could be working in a retail environment, whether that be being a personal account manager, could be in a commercial banking area where we have our associate program where we teach you how to be a commercial banker over the course of a year and then develop you as you go through. There's also our TD Securities brand, so obviously investment banking, trading and sales and trading and so forth and risk management. Also our wealth area, which is where you can learn to become a financial advisor or investment representative. Generally, the opportunities are vast, and it really comes down to what you're interested in and what your fit is, because if someone's interested in retail banking, which is a great opportunity, they might not necessarily want to do commercial banking. So you have to recognize what your strengths are, what you're interested in, what motivates you, and then there's probably the financial opportunity within the different areas to allow you to be successful in finance. So there, as I say, the opportunities are vast. It really comes down to what you're looking for. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a great point he raises that in finance, it's very broad. There's several areas you could focus, investments, treasury, being an analyst. So it's really important to start somewhere, to look at your skills, where you've currently worked part-time or what your interests are. Look at those first before just picking a job, is it's really important to know what motivates you in terms of being in the finance industry. So just as being involved with recruiting for corporate branches in the Honda Canada Finance business, we have customer service, which is a great way to start your career in the finance industry, building relationships with customers that have loans and leases, understanding how someone is approved in terms of credit. Also, we have the dealer finance, so understanding how dealers are financed. We also have the treasury department. I mean, our business is built on buying and selling money in the market. So if you're looking at getting your CSC done, that's a great start. But also just understanding where your skills are at the current time and looking at various job descriptions in the finance area to see where you best fit in terms of the different jobs out there.
Okay. Within our division, we're looking for one role, financial planning consultants. That's it. Basically, what we're looking for, number one, people who want to be entrepreneurial. The reality of it is you are building a business. So those entrepreneurial aspirations absolutely have to be there. Two, strong communicators, because like I said before, a part of what we do is sales. So you have to be communicating to people what you feel they should be doing to achieve their goals. That's essential. And three is prospecting, marketing. So again, building your brand. Of course, Investors Group is behind me, but at the end of the day, people are buying from me. They're not buying just from Investors Group. It helps that I have a powerhouse of a company behind me so that when I go into somebody's home or they come to my office, they understand that it's Andrew Stahlberg with Investors Group, not Andrew Stahlberg Incorporated. But the other thing we need to realize is that when people come into this opportunity, they think, okay, number one, it's financial planning. Number two, it's sales. Number three, it's marketing. Flip it around. It's marketing, it's sales, it's financial planning. You're not going to do ongoing financial planning for people who aren't your clients. You're not going to do volunteer work for people who aren't clients. That's the reality. There are a lot of organizations who can use your services out there when it comes to volunteer work. This is definitely not one of them. Number two is sales. Like I said before, you have to be able to communicate your message, communicate your plan as to why people should be implementing this plan. And number one is marketing. So again, whether it's doing seminars, whether it's cold calling, whether it's doing booths, trade shows, referrals, networking, whatever it is, you have to constantly be prospecting and building your brand.
Okay. There are many types of career opportunities in government. I mean, you can have a traditional finance role in a ministry. You can work in a program area like the housing division, and you negotiate agreements with the federal government, and you negotiate with municipalities for the creation of housing stock. You can work at the Ministry of Finance. If you go on to get an accounting degree, they've got a whole division that just interprets accounting policies. If you like international money markets, well, we have a deficit. So when we borrow on the international markets, we go to Wall Street, we go to London, we go to Tokyo to raise the funds. So there's a whole array of career paths within the Ontario government. What's it like working in the Ontario government? Well, for me, it's great because I've got career ADD. I go to the next shiny object. So I've been in communications and policy and finance, and then I get into IT and then healthcare. and now I'm at Municipal Affairs. So, and I don't know what I'm going to do next. I'll figure it out when I see the shiny object. So that's what I like, and that's the something that appeals to me. I can reinvent myself and do whatever I want. Getting to the motivation, don't join the government if you're entrepreneurial. Don't join the government if it's about you and making megabucks. You're not going to get rich in the Ontario government. Don't join if you just want the profile, like individually, and because it's really about teamwork. It's about working with others, and occasionally your policies go nowhere. Sometimes they end up in the front page. So it's a different calling. I'm not going to say it's better or worse. It's just different. So it's about what motivates you and what makes you tick.